USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are no indications of survivors.
The update from the Hawaiian island of Kauai on the tour helicopter that crashed Thursday. 7 people were on board, including the pilot. The remains of 6 have been found. Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanaho.
There are no indications of survivors. Anyone that is familiar with the Napali coast knows that it can be clear in the morning, and with the trade winds that we do have, weather can roll in.
Shots rang out at a Colorado shopping mall, and one person is dead. Police in Aurora say they're looking for a gunman, but feel this was an isolated incident.
Did ask people to kind of shelter in place in the mall for a short time. We worked with conjunction mall management and mall security for that. And then once we felt certain and comfortable that this was isolated to the one location, we did lift that request.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As President Trump and his staff mull over how to address a Senate impeachment trial, former Vice President Joe Biden made his stance clear during an interview with the Des Moines Register editorial board concerning whether he would comply with a subpoena to testify.
The reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him.
Another blast of winter is heading for the West Coast, coming in from the Aleutian Islands. Traffic is once again flowing on California's Grapevine on Interstate 5 near Los Angeles. The freeway was closed for about 2 days. Meteorologist David Roth.
It is snowing in the central western portions of Colorado and eastern Utah, as well as northern Arizona.
Another storm is taking aim at the nation's midsection. Heavy snow and strong winds are expected to generate blizzard conditions in the northern plains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A legendary radio personality has passed away. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
John Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and The Cage of Fall, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.